DeepEnglish.com.
Time Paradox, Active Speaking, Part B. While this story is fictional, the reality of time is equally mysterious. Was the story of Tim fiction or nonfiction? The story of Tim was fiction. Is the reality of time equally mysterious? Yes, the reality of time is equally mysterious. A few months ago, Einstein's theory of time and space turned 100. How old is Einstein's theory of time and space? Einstein's theory of time and space is 100 years old. Just a little over a century ago, our understanding of time was like a river that flows at a constant speed. Was our understanding of time like a river that flows at a constant speed? Yes, our understanding of time was like a river that flows at a constant speed. We all took for granted that time moved forward at a fixed rate until Einstein came around and changed everything. What did we all take for granted about time? We all took for granted that time moved forward at a fixed rate. Suddenly, there was a new way of looking at time. What happened suddenly? Suddenly, there was a new way of looking at time. According to Einstein's theory, time slows down or speeds up according to the speed at which we move. Does time speed up or slow down according to the speed at which we move? Yes, time speeds up or slows down according to the speed at which we move. The classic example of this is one of two twins. What is the classic example of this? The classic example of this is one of two twins. One twin is aboard a spaceship moving close to the speed of light, and the other twin stays on Earth. How fast is the first twin moving? The first twin is moving close to the speed of light. Where is the other twin? The other twin stays on Earth. When the space-traveling twin returns to Earth, she has only aged a short time, while the twin who stayed home is now an old woman. Has the space-traveling twin only aged a short time? Yes, the space-traveling twin has only aged a short time. What about the twin who stayed home? The twin who stayed home is now an old woman. The traveling twin experiences only a short amount of time having passed, but finds herself in the future when she returns. Does the space-traveling twin find herself in the future or the past? The space-traveling twin finds herself in the future. We have all heard variations of this idea of time travel in science fiction movies and books. Where have we heard variations of this idea of time travel? We have all heard variations of this idea of time travel in science fiction movies and books. While we don't have the ability to travel anywhere near the speed of light, the idea of time slowing down relative to speed has been proven in many experiments. What don't we have the ability to do now? We don't have the ability to travel anywhere near the speed of light. Has the idea of time slowing down relative to speed been proven? Yes, the idea of time slowing down relative to speed has been proven in many experiments. Einstein's theory was first put to the test in 1971. When was this theory first put to the test? This theory was first put to the test in 1971. Physicist Joseph C. Haeffel and astronomer Richard Keating got aboard Pan Am Flight 106 from Washington to London. What was Haeffel's job? Haeffel was a physicist. What was Keating's job? Keating's job was an astronomer. For most of the passengers on this flight, it was just a normal flight, but for these two scientists, it was a chance to make history. What kind of flight was it for most of the passengers? For most of the passengers, it was just a normal flight. Was it a chance to make history for the two scientists? Yes, it was a chance to make history for the two scientists. Hafele and Keating took up four seats on the plane, two for themselves and two for their clocks. How many seats did they take up? They took up four seats. Why did they need so many seats? They needed two for themselves and two for their clocks. These weren't normal clocks. These were $17,000 atomic clocks, which were incredibly accurate. Were these normal clocks? No, these weren't normal clocks. How much did they cost? They cost $17,000. They were capable of measuring time down to tiny fractions of seconds. Were they very accurate clocks? Yes, they were very accurate clocks. London was their first stop in a round-the-world journey to test the effects of speed on time. Was London their first stop? Yes, London was their first stop. As Einstein predicted, time did slow down. Did Einstein predict this? Yes, Einstein predicted this. Compared with the atomic clocks that remained on the ground in Washington, the traveling clocks were off by a fraction of a second. Were the clocks off by a lot or a little? The clocks were off by a little. While it was a modest change, it was also undeniable proof that time is affected by speed. Was it a modest change or a dramatic change? It was a modest change. While traveling into the future is certainly possible, there is debate about whether traveling into the past is. Is traveling into the future possible? Yes, traveling into the future is certainly possible. Is traveling into the past possible? There is debate about whether traveling into the past is possible. According to some, if we were to move faster than the speed of light, time would reverse. Whether that is possible or not hasn't stopped people from dreaming. What would happen if we were to move faster than the speed of light? If we were to move faster than the speed of light, time would reverse. Do people dream about traveling into the past? Yes, people dream about traveling into the past.